In Miami, Walt Nada, an aide to former President Donald Trump, has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Nada is accused of conspiring with Trump to withhold classified documents and obstruct a federal investigation. Trump was arraigned last month on similar charges and others and also entered a not guilty plea. NPR's Greg Allen has this report from Miami.
Walt Nada was with the Navy when he began working at the Trump White House in the mess. He hit it off with then-President Trump and became his personal aide, always nearby to bring him Diet Cokes and other things. When Trump left office, Nada left the Navy and went with him to Mar-a-Lago. According to the federal indictment, Nada played a key role in helping Trump conceal and withhold classified documents. Prosecutors say he moved dozens of boxes at Mar-a-Lago at Trump's direction. Afterwards, they allege he lied about his actions to federal investigators. Nada faces, along with Trump, 5 counts of concealing or withholding documents and taking part in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. In court yesterday in Miami, Nada's Washington, D.C.-based attorney, Stanley Woodward, told a magistrate judge his client was pleading not guilty to all 5 charges. Judge Edwin Torres asked Nada if he'd read the indictment, and he said, "Yes, Your Honor," his only words while in court. Also with Nada was his new Florida-based lawyer, Sasha Dedan. She's a former public defender with little experience in the federal judicial system. Nada faces 5 federal counts, fewer and less serious than the 31 counts facing Trump. Even so, a guilty verdict on all 5 charges could carry a significant sentence. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says if Nada decides to cooperate with the government, his sentence would be reduced.
So he has to decide, is it in his best interest to maintain a unified front because he believes the government can't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt? Or does he need to strike out on his own and cut the best deal that's available for him?
One complicating factor is that Nada's legal fees are being paid for by Trump's Political Action Committee. Prosecutors reportedly have tried to pressure Nada to cooperate with investigators. But for now, he appears to be standing by and is still working for Donald Trump. A federal magistrate has ordered the 2 men not to discuss the case with each other. A hearing is set for next Friday before U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon. Prosecutors are asking for the trial to be delayed until December to give them time to get ready. Trump's lawyers are expected to ask for a further delay until next fall, maybe even after the presidential election. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.